Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest is here to preview Friday's Evening at Egan lecture titled Cultural Appropriation and Traditional Arts in a Contemporary World. We have Ronalda Cadiente Brown. She's Associate Vice Chancellor for Alaska Native Programs and PETA's Director at UAS. Ronalda, thank you for coming on Juno Afternoon.
Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm happy to be here and bring a little taste of UAS to Juno. I would say that cold and flu season is being felt on campus, along with probably increased stress as assignments are coming due, and the student energy is high and just robust. But we're spoiling our students where we can with hot tea and lemon and what have you. And tomorrow, in fact, we have a food sovereignty event in the Native and Rural Student Center, and that is featuring berries. So if you happen to be on campus and find your way to the Morant building, that's the building, the first building across from Egan Library, and lower level across from the Student Help Desk. So by 11:30, if you're there, stop in. We're providing some introduction to some of the traditional foods of Southeast Alaska, and we'll have some comfort food there as well. So when I left campus, there were probably about seven students that were all comparing notes on assignments and working diligently getting ready for class. So yeah, it's a good place to be.
And midterms coming up too, right?
Already, right?
You are Vice Chancellor, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alaska Native Programs and PETA's Director, or Preparing Indigenous Teachers and Administrators for Alaska Schools. Besides being involved with events like the Food Sovereignty tomorrow, mm-hmm, and Evening at Egan, what else keeps you busy?
Mm-hmm. Most recently, I was involved as chairperson of the Indigenous Studies Working Committee through the University of Alaska statewide, and that was leading a group of educators to look at some targeted programs, what happens across the state of Alaska in the area of Indigenous studies. And part of that was in line with the Board of Regents and President Jim Johnson to identify programming and where we are in alignment, where we might strive toward in improvements. And mostly, I think, for the Indigenous Studies group, it was looking at the richness of programs that we have and how we would like to grow, actually. So that includes coursework, it includes partnerships, it includes student support services, and also paying attention to the various fiscal streams that we are able to generate by way of partnerships and special programming, as well as scholarships. So it was a robust, very quick discussion. And we had representatives from each of the primary campuses, as well as some auxiliary campuses. Each committee was formed with faculty, staff, and students. So I had the privilege of leading that discussion.
Okay. And thinking of UAS as well, what are some programs you're proud of right here?
I would say, of course, the PETA's program, the Preparing Indigenous Teachers and Administrators for Alaska Schools. In fact, on this coming Monday, I'll be presenting to the Community Advisory Council on just an update. But the program's been part of UAS since the year 2000, and we saw a marked increase year by year, in particular since 2011, 2012, where our purpose is providing scholarships for prospective educators, teachers, and administrators, as the title suggests. And what we were able to do is track our graduates. And so I've started an internal study in 2013, and so we've been able to identify through our institutional research arm verifying data on the number of graduates that we've had. And then I took it further and identified where are they, in fact, working as teachers or administrators? Do they have professional education licenses through the Department of Education? And I would say by and large, our data shows that our graduates stay in Alaska. We've had 192 degrees issued from its inception, and a vast majority are teaching in Alaska throughout. In 2011, the program went statewide, and so we have students from all over the state because the Alaska College of Education offers distance delivery instruction. And so it's just been a privilege getting to know high-quality individuals who are dedicated to becoming a teacher or administrator. We also have, just in the last 3 years, graduated three students with their superintendent endorsement. So these are all Alaska Native individuals all over the state. And so I feel very privileged for the work, and very energized to know that we're providing a stream, if you will, of educators for Alaska, across Alaska. We're also in, I think it's the 28 of 54 school districts.
Okay. If somebody wants to get involved with PETUS, how can they do that?
Contacting, probably the best first step would be the Alaska College of Education website. There's a category of getting started and a page for PETAs, and it has the application, it has the various criteria. And I think it's always really helpful, too, to explore the College of Education for the different degrees that it offers. So I always encourage prospective students to really dive into looking at what courses are required for the various degree programs, what their personal goals are. We're interested in, as a priority of K-12 education. And then my contact information is on that website as well.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Ronalda Cadiente-Brown, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alaska Native Programs and PETUS Director out at the University of Alaska Southeast. And we're also going to be talking today about Evening at Egan. It's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at UAS. And like all Evening at Egan lectures, it's free. The title is Cultural Appropriation and Traditional Arts in a Contemporary World with Jacob Adams, an attorney and cultural heritage researcher. Did I get all that right, Ronalda?
That's it.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for coming on, Juno. Tell us about Jacob and this lecture.
Yes. Evening at Egan, if you have not had an opportunity to attend, is just a nice shot in the arm for a wide range of topics. It happens every fall. The lectures are free and open to the public. They're held in the Egan Library lower level. And it's just a great way of being inspired. There's always a wide range of speakers, whether it's in the arts, sciences, government, community interest areas. And in this particular presentation, it's actually a highlight feature with our partnership with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. They've been a partner with the PETUS program since 2011, and actually before then, but we were able to further develop programming. And the connection that we have with Sea Alaska is around how can we, as an institution, improve in terms of culturally responsiveness in our curriculum. And so to that end, we worked with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute to identify topics of interest. So the categories that we have are tied, of course, with the traditional arts. There are other grant initiatives that Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is partnering with UAS. Presently, Northwest Coast Arts, there's upcoming initiative on indigenous languages. And we value tremendously that opportunity for partnering. One of the in the past, we tailored some training opportunities for our Alaska College of Education faculty and built it on their interests, how they might further incorporate into their syllabi the various relevant topics that will help as we're preparing educators for the classroom to better reach their diverse populations. So the evening at Egan, that happens tomorrow evening, I'll be welcoming the opportunity to introduce Jacob Adams for his talk. I know that the topic itself can be a hotbed if you look at issues related to, say, mascots that have been in the news that are generated or unpopular with indigenous populations for what they misrepresent. In terms of Northwest Coast arts, the art is so tied to our identity in terms of our clan structure and what used to be identified as an extremely grievous offense that could be have very serious ramifications. In today's society, it's not uncommon to see a wide range of work that's inspired by Northwest Coast Arts. And so some of what he'll be sharing is the legal implications and how do we navigate cultural change in today's society. So I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to share.
Yeah, he's an attorney and a cultural heritage researcher. So sort of see how those
very
two
interesting
intersect.
Right. And he has experience here as a visiting scholar with the Alaska Heritage in the past. We have a growing program in Northwest Coast Arts. We have artist Wayne Price, who's a very established, well-known artist who's teaching presently as a result of one of the partnering opportunities. And in fact, just before I came here, I was hearing from a student about the project that she's working on in a carving project that she's so proud about and working with him for how it might be represented to represent who she is with her Yupik background. And she was recently invited by him to join a canoe adventure that's happening this coming summer. So it's very open and welcoming and invigorating. As soon as the course started, Wayne wasted no time in bringing students into the work, and we saw students all over campus carrying their work with them, which is large and cumbersome, but you could tell that they were very enthusiastic about the courses. And again, if anyone's on campus has an opportunity, I think they're in the Whitehead building in the lower level in the art studios. Most of the courses happen afternoon and evening, and Wayne loves to have visitors stop in to see the students hard at work.
Okay. That's the voice of Ronalda Cadiente Brown. She's the Associate Vice Chancellor for Alaska Native Programs and the PETUS Director. Meet her tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Evening at Egan Lecture Series. The presenter is Jacob Adams, an attorney and cultural heritage researcher. The title of his lecture will be Cultural Appropriation and Traditional Arts in a Contemporary World. Ronalda, it's been so nice having you on the show today. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I would just add that please take a look online for Evening at Egan, and you can see the list of and wide range of topic areas. And we hope to see you there.
7 p.m. UAS, Friday night. It's free. Check it out.
Thank you.